In our next segment, we're going to hear from Maria Morgan and Tony Corso, two job coaches at the Sacramento Works Hillsdale Job Center with a combined experience of over 23 years in workforce development. These are people who've been around the system for a long time and have really benefited from using this new kind of approach in designing services for their customers. Maria creates and facilitates computer literacy workshops with an ESL job readiness component, and Tony provides workshops for career guidance, basic job search skills, computer literacy, and various assessments. As two passionate workforce development professionals, Maria and Tony are going to give us a first-hand account of how they use the principles of customer-centered design in the development of their workshops and how it can have a positive impact for One-Stop Center customers.
This is Maria Morgan, and actually the reason I got involved is curiosity was the first thing. And also, I think as a coach, we always, and I can speak for all the coaches here at our center, if not everybody, et cetera, is that we always look forward to new ways or new ideas to help our customers, because that is our main goal. So, but again, first was curiosity. I wanted to see what this customer-centered design was all about. And I'm really into now where I guess you can say, you know, that's what we practice here. So yes, it's just a different way to look at, different ways to really engage and get to the roots of what the customer needs are. So that's what's important for us.
And I'm Tony Corso, and I'm at the Hillsdale Career Center. And I, too, was curious about this being involved in the customer-centered design program and also about change. I like change, and I'm ready to embrace change, and I'm hoping to help others do the same. So we're, like Maria pointed out, we're all about the customer and how we can help them better. And we thought going through this program would help us understand so we can help others understand as well.
What are some things about the process, the brainstorming, prototyping, the failing quickly? What are some things that you learned through that process? And how do you think it's improved the way you think as an employee that's providing customer service each day?
I think one of the top things are there are no bad ideas. Throw out everything you can, and then we pick and choose and put it together as a puzzle to come up with what we're going to be doing. Again, we'll brainstorm about the idea, see what's good, what doesn't work, and all things don't work. Some things we have to revamp and try again, and when we try again, it's, again, with the customer in mind and how's it going to work for them. So not only are our coworkers all involved in this, but we involve the customers to see how we can improve our processes and what we're working with them on and teaching them.
How do you engage customers in that process?
Through our workshops. Initially, when they come into our career center, we greet them at the door with friendly faces and invite them into the center. And we do an orientation right away to get them engaged in our services here, let them know all of the things that we have available for them, and then invite them back into the individual workshops. So rather than having them come in and say, we'll come back next week to a workshop, we get them engaged right away and get them excited to come in here and be a part of our customer service design flow that we have here going on at the Career Center.
One of the interesting things I think that listeners would really want to hear a little bit more about is the idea of speed dating was brought, and as I understand it, was sort of implemented into the system and the overall customer flow, but you guys also improved upon some workshop designs where you have customers sort of supporting each other in that process. Can you talk a little bit about how those workshops are set up and what the benefits are?
We certainly can. I want to address speed dating right off the bat. We tried that, and it didn't work. So we had our customers interviewing each other, and because they didn't have a bond, they hadn't really known each other for very long, or if at all, they did not feel comfortable going through that process. So that's part of what Robin was saying, that we were afraid to take back to her that it didn't work. But we, from there, we've created some workshops, one in particular called Who Do You Know? We get together every Thursday morning, and our customers get to practice their 30-second me's, their marketing speech, their elevator speech, whatever it is that they would like to call it. So they're able to identify what type of work they're looking for, their skills and abilities, and then give us some information about that. Anything that they would be doing in networking with others, also when they go to the employer. So that's something where they're getting to know each other, and this is starting to build the bonding process. And so they're getting to know each other, also how they can help each other look for work. Another workshop that we have is called Plugged In. We get together 3 times a month in Plugged In, and this is kind of like a support group. So not only do we share our 30-second me's, they also share what's going good in their job search, what's not going good, if they have personal things in their life that they want to tell other people. We talk about successes, and I think that's one of the highlights of the week when people get to come to Plug In and share with their other other job seekers.
How have you found that customers react to this experience? Does it take them a little while to warm up, or do you think that they really enjoy the opportunity to get to know others who are in the similar circumstance?
I think it's different for everybody, and one thing that it was mentioned earlier is the fact that customers, when they come to the center, they can be in different stages of mentally. Could be maybe some people it will take longer to go through the process because of personal situations, or like we call it, they're still going through the grieving of losing their job. So yeah, there's some people that are going to be ready to connect with others, but there's some that it's going to take them a little bit more time to connect, if we want to call it that way.
We're finding the people that are attending the workshops, not just Who Do You Know and Plugged In, but all of our regular workshops, the resume interview, our assessments, are starting that bonding process. So those that go through the workshops are getting to know each other. They're creating friendships with each other versus those that are only using core services. And there are some people that feel that they don't need to attend the workshops at this time. And so as they go through the workshops, the ones that do go through the workshops, we're finding them to be more successful in going through the grieving process and doing better in their job search overall by being connected with others.
Thank you, Tony and Maria. You guys have been through the certification process of customer centered design. And so I'm wondering about what's your interaction like with the employees who haven't been through the process? They're not certified. They don't fully understand the concept, but there's constantly changes that are being made based around the customer-centered design. So how do you get buy-in, or is there resistance from other staff, or have they sort of fallen in line with this as well?
Hey, our staff here has pretty much fallen in line with what we've learned through the certification of the customer-centered design. They're all open to change and ideas, and when we get together, we have meetings fairly frequently throughout the month, usually 3 or 4 times a month, and we brainstorm and come up with new ideas how we can help our customers through their process of job search and going to work.
Yeah, another thing that just to add to what Tony said as far as when we have meetings, I mean, sometimes we run into situations, and that is another good way to brainstorm as to how can we better help the customer. Whether it's mine or Tony's or any other the coaches, we always bring that name or that customer to the table and figure out which way is the best way to serve him or her.
And we find with us here at our Career Center, we exchange information about our customers, so we're each aware of what's going on with them. So it's kind of like a big family of customers and coaches working together. So if one coach were to be out and a customer had some needs that we could, the other coaches would be able to fill in with that, with those needs.
Are there any other areas that you guys have looked at making changes to outside of the workshop?
We're always revamping our orientations when people come in. We want to make sure that all staff, not just set of staff, but we have other partners that work with us here, all of them are aware of the services that we have so they can inform our new customers. Yeah, it's mostly the workshops that we revamp and how we address customers' needs. And how we decide to change these workshops up is based on the customer's needs, the customer's feedback. So we do surveys and evaluations after the workshops, and we take into consideration their comments, and we make our changes based on our customers' needs. And that's how a lot of our workshops came to be, is through customers' needs and customer feedback. So another thing that we like to focus on is career guidance and career planning with our customers. We want to know where they want to go and then help them according to their plan. So we don't come up with a plan for them. We let them guide us, and then we will help them with that guide.
Thanks, guys. I think that's a great end to segment two. You guys did an excellent job, and you gave a lot of very good information that I think will help your peers.